Cardinal Stage Company's current production of Love, Loss, and What I Wore, a collection of dramatic monologues by Delia and Nora Ephron, features a rotating cast of 16 prominent Bloomington women. The casting choice inspired the WFIU Arts Desk to scout the community for true stories from women about the role clothing has played in their evolution. 46-year-old Christy Ross is a self-identified shopaholic. When she underwent a double mastectomy in 2013, though, she shied away from buying clothes to fit her new body. Christy took her daughter and WFIU Arts intern Casey Ross on a trip through her closet.
So we are in my mom's room. We're going to talk about all the clothes she's had to go through and get rid of to be able to get a new wardrobe because she had a double mastectomy a couple years ago.
What's on the bed right now are compression bras. They snap and they zip up the front. And when you come out of a mastectomy, that's what you have on. They're pretty tight. Normally when you have a mastectomy, you have drains coming out around the rib cage. So they kind of fit around those drains and you're not allowed to take them off for a period of time just due to fluid. So there's two different ones because I've had the mastectomy and I'm coming up on my sixth reconstructive surgery.
Okay, so what's the tank top for?
So they give you this tank top and it has pockets in the inside for your drains. So this tank top went over your bra and held those drains in place so they didn't move around because there's still kind of holes in the side of your skin. When they moved around, it hurt and it was pretty painful. So you wanted to kind of all keep it tight and closed and contained. So this tank top has pockets inside that hold the bulbs for the drains. And I wore it literally probably for 6 weeks. And it's disgusting now.
Yeah, so this stuff is kind of really ugly.
Yes, it's definitely purposeful, but it is not pretty. Yeah, so they could work on that a little bit.
How did that make you feel when you had to wear that for 6 weeks?
Horrible. It makes you feel old. You already feel like you've lost something, and then they put you in this thing, and you really can't lift your arms up and down. It's kind of difficult. So you could wear like a men's flannel over it, and my whole diameter of my chest area looked huge because I had drains. I had this tank top, so I looked very deformed.
What was it like when you had to go through your closet and get rid of a lot of stuff?
I didn't at first. I kept it because I didn't know how to like get rid of it. So it was like leaving that body behind and gaining a new body. I actually liked the new body, but it was a process. So I didn't for about 6 months. And then I finally started to get rid of things as I gained a new wardrobe.
So after that, though, after you healed, I mean, you're still not completely healed, but after you healed and you went and bought new clothes, how was that?
Fantastic. Because when I've always been small chested, so then you can go and buy bigger bras. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I've got boobs now and this is exciting and all that kind of stuff. But when you have a mastectomy, the pain does not go away after 6 weeks. It's a year-long process to really recover. You have to get used to having bigger chest, or some people don't have reconstruction, so they have to get used to not having a chest at all, or prosthetics. So it is a constant movement of emotion. But for me, it was fantastic until I decided to go into my closet and put clothes on. And then I was like, are you kidding me? Nothing fits. And now I'm going from a small to a large. And in the women's world, that's scary enough because you're like, no, I'm a large and I can't go buy off the clearance rack because everything's a small. But you kind of get over that because then you see your boobs and you're like, ah, I feel better. That's not bad. I thought it would be one or two surgeries. I'd be back to normal. It's not been that case. Six is a high number, but now that I'm almost through all of that, it's refreshing. It's been a process.
Christy Ross speaking with her daughter, WFIU Arts intern, Casey Ross. This conversation was inspired by Cardinal Stage's current production of Love, Loss, and What I Wore at the Ivy Tech Waldron Auditorium, which features a rotating cast of 16 area women.